We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, second half of our show, starting now here with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health Services here in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. Today, Robin, we are going to talk about the future of mental health here in Kansas and give a little more background as to what exactly this entails.
That's right. Well, you know, the Association of Community Mental Health Centers is always putting the needs of the mental health system in Kansas front and center, especially when it comes to conversations that we have with the legislature. And recently, the legislature formed the Mental Health Modernization and Reform Committee. And this was a committee that was made up of legislative leaders and also then non-legislative leaders throughout the state who represented community mental health, for example, the state hospitals, courts, education, law enforcement, people who have experienced mental illness, and then just other stakeholders. And their task was to look at the state's behavioral health care system and to identify its strengths and its weaknesses and to come up with some legislative recommendations for how to bring the state's behavioral health care system up to the 21st century. And so this committee did their work, and they issued a 10-year plan for the state's mental health system. And there's some really exciting recommendations on this plan, and there a lot of them are issues that the Association of Community Mental Health Centers has been advocating for years. They're issues that we see here locally in Manhattan at Pawnee Mental Health and throughout our 10-county service area. And there are issues that that we've talked about before, you know, here on the show. So the first thing that the committee recommended was implementation of the Certified Community Behavioral Health Center model. And it's been a couple months ago now, but I think I talked about the CCBHC model on the show here. And the Certified Community Behavioral Health Center model is a federal model. It's a model that really is well suited for community mental health centers to be able to conform to. It's kind of made for us, or maybe I should say we're made for it. And so that Certified Community Behavioral Health Center model, again, is federal. It's a federal design that is to address issues related to suicide crises, for example, the increase in overdose deaths that we're seeing nationwide. It really addresses issues like barriers that exist to timely access to treatment, whether that's addiction treatment or mental health treatment. The ways in which that can delay care is part of what the CCBHC model really focuses on. It's also concerned with inadequate care for veterans. And I think being here in the Flint Hills area, having Fort Riley as our neighbor, there's certainly an acute awareness of the need of mental health or behavioral health care for veterans. And then another area that the CCBHC model really is designed to address are the challenges that are related to overburdened jail and emergency departments. And, you know, Pawnee Mental Health has been working pretty assertively on this issue with the Riley County Police Department and within our county, particularly through the development of the co-responder program. And again, that's a program that's been in place for a couple of years now, where Pawnee Mental Health employs mental health co-responders who report to work at the Riley County Police Department and who work with the Riley County Police Department when they identify individuals in our community who are in need of a mental health co-responder, sometimes instead of, who are needing intervention by a police officer. So the CSU, as a place that people can go who need emergency mental health treatment is another one of interventions or one of the services that we've developed in the last couple of years that's meant to provide some relief to emergency departments. And so while Pawnee isn't currently a certified community behavioral health center, we are really ideally suited to be able to become certified as a community behavioral health center.
Can you tell me, I just got a quick question on that.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little echo there. So the co-responder, what is kind of their responsibility, what they can provide that maybe they can't provide at the jail, per se?
So the mental health co-responders are licensed master's level clinicians. And because they are employed by Pawnee Mental Health, they also meet what is a statutory definition of being a qualified mental health professional, and that's a QMHP. And so what the mental health co-responders are able to do is if a police officer encounters a person in the community who has a mental health problem or a mental health concern, and perhaps they're engaging, maybe there's some situation that's going on where law enforcement has been called to intervene. Law enforcement can do a sort of quick field assessment that says, this person doesn't really need me. A member or representative of law enforcement doesn't really need to be involved. A qualified mental health professional needs to be involved. And so the law enforcement officer contacts Pawnee Mental Health or calls the office. We have a co-responder who works with the police department full time Monday through Friday. It's 8 to 5 or 9 to 6. I'm not exactly sure what their current schedule is, but they can then dispatch that person to come out to the situation and interact with the individual who they're having contact with and do more of a clinical kind of appraisal of the situation. And then depending on what the findings are, if it looks like that person really needs to have a thorough evaluation, then they can encourage that person to go to the CSU, where then we have somebody who would actually perform a mental health evaluation or a mental health screen and make a determination then of what was the necessary service for that person. Maybe that person needs to be admitted to the CSU because they're in the middle of an acute mental health crisis. Maybe their situation is more serious than what can be dealt with on the unit. The unit is a voluntary unit, so it is not a locked unit. We do not hold people against their will there. They have to consent to being treated there. So if the mental health co-responder determines that this person is a danger to themselves or they're a danger to others because of their mental illness, then the decision may be made that they need to be admitted to the state psychiatric hospital, in which case the mental health co-responder would help to facilitate that. And then the arrangement would be made for that person to receive that emergency inpatient psychiatric treatment. There may be other times where the mental health co-responder is called out to the field and they're able to just diffuse the situation. Maybe the person doesn't need to go to the CSU, or maybe they don't need psychiatric hospitalization. Maybe they just needed an opportunity to talk to a trained mental health professional who could help steer them in the right direction, maybe schedule a follow-up appointment at a later date, or maybe not. It just really depends on what the situation is. So it's a really valuable partnership between Riley County Police Department and Pawnee Mental Health. And I think adds just a level of professionalism in our community that is so important. And in fact, we've been getting phone calls from other communities asking us to tell them what it is that we have going on here in Riley County, because other communities are wanting to emulate the program that we have here, both the co-responder program as well as the services at the CSU.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting, and we're very proud of the work that has been done in that area.
We're going to take a quick break. I apologize. I don't want to jump in on you there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we'll be right back. We're going to continue our conversation with Robin Cole in just a moment on News Radio KMAN.